One of the things that happened on December 23rd is that a very big issue came to the front and took a lot of time. And while NCBA's jobs, all of those jobs got done, and this convention planning went ahead, and we've had a very successful meeting, and all of the other things that happened in NCBA and happen there every day were being taken care of, I didn't get my final speech written. So I'm winging it. It'll probably be a little disjointed, but I think I can stay fairly true to the thoughts I put down earlier this morning. The compliments and respect that you've shown me are greatly appreciated, but we have been a team, truly, and I'm just very proud for whatever little piece of the whole that I was able to be. But if it hadn't been for everybody giving 110%, it wouldn't happen. When I say everybody, that's your elected leadership, the directors that you send, the executive committee that supported us every step of the way, the staff, all the way through NCBA, all the way through the state affiliates, most of them, all the way through the state beef councils. It's a big team. A good team. And it's just very rewarding to have been able to be at the helm of it for 1 year. We got some things done. We got some internal things completed. But were goals when I took over a year ago as president. Don't take over, but you assume the office. We got the new dues structure. We improved the financial position of the policy division in the black for the first time in several years at the end of this year. Those were two of our internal type goals. And thank you for putting this bylaws question to bed at least for a little bit. Bill, I heard you. It is an evolution. We knew that when we merged in the first place. We know that going from here. But today we put behind us some of those divisive internal issues, and I'm just so grateful for that, because I told Terry some time ago, I don't know, 3, 4, 5, 6 months ago, he reminded me, he said, you know, Phoenix is where we had such a wreck on the Blue Ribbon Commission recommendations. And I said, yeah, Terry, I remember that. We kind of crashed and burned last time we were in Phoenix. And I promised him that this time, that bird's going to rise from the ashes. And with what you did here today, you didn't make a liar out of me. I appreciate that. We've also proved, especially with the BSE situation, that we are just exactly who we've been saying we are. We've said we represent the producers and all segments of the industry. We're producer-controlled and industry-inclusive. And the BSE issue, as bad as it was, as upsetting as it was to everybody, as much time as it took, it afforded us the opportunity to prove that we are just exactly what we said we've been all the way along. I think that's a positive change. I just, again, can't thank the staff enough, and I'd ask you to join me in recognizing them. We've done it through the board this morning, and we've done it in meetings earlier this week, but we haven't done it in this venue yet today. That great staff from the state beef councils, the state affiliates, right up to every rank and file of the staff in NCBA, helped me recognize them for their portion of making it successful. Unfortunately, Jan, there were quite a few things we didn't finish. And that's typical for the industry. If you look back over the years, we're still fighting some of the same battles. They just take a little different nuance here and there as time goes on. But maybe you'll get some of them put to bed for finally this coming year. I suspect you will. Because you will continue to progress. You and your team will make progress. We don't have any other choice. And I'll promise you the same thing I promised all of the presidents of the Idaho Cattle Association who followed the time when I was president there. And you know me well enough to know that I've never lacked for an opinion, and I've never been shy about sharing it. And if you want it, I'll give it to you, free of charge, but recognize that it may be overpriced at that. I want to thank my family. Got three of them here with me. The crew and the neighbors and all the people that have helped at home all year to keep that part going. Terry, for the friendships that we've developed and the respect that I had with you to start with, has done nothing but grow. You've taught me a lot. It'll stand me in good stead for a long, long while, and I thank you personally. And I'm Eric Davis, a producer from Bruno, Idaho, and I haven't lived there all my life yet.